Well, this is a Nissan Leaf. It's a 100% electric car. It does not have a gasoline engine. It does not have a tailpipe. It's a four-door sedan. It's very comfortable to ride in. It drives and feels every bit like any other car you ever rode in. It just doesn't have a gasoline engine.
And is it silent?
It's not completely silent, no. Maybe early on they realized that there might be a problem with pedestrians, and so it, up to 15 miles an hour, it emits a small noise. It kind of sounds like a buzz a little bit, kind of a zzzz kind of sound, so that you can hear it coming up behind you. And when you back up, it has a very soft but audible backup beeper alarm.
Can we hear you turn it on right now?
Okay, starting. Such a nice sound.
So is it on?
Yes, it's on.
It's running right now.
It's running right now.
I don't hear anything.
No, it's pretty quiet. So this is where it plugs in the front.
Uh-huh.
And inside here, there are two ports. This port on the left side of the car is for charging 110 or 220 volts.
Uh-huh.
So common household current. And a 110 charge will charge it in about 10 or 12 hours completely full from depleted. So if you have an 8-hour charge, you can still go to the grocery store and so forth. A 220-volt charge, which runs about 30 amps, will get it charged completely full in about 3 hours or less, 3.5 sometimes, but less. This is the quick charge unit, and the quick charge charges it full in about 20 minutes.
And do you need a special charging station for the quick charge unit?
Yeah, it's a lot of places on the West Coast have them. In Seattle, you can drive down to Portland into California just by hitting these quick charge units along the way. And the computer on board indicates how close you are to one, and it'll give you directions on how to get there.
But we don't have any of those in Ketchikan.
No, none of the quick charges in Ketchikan.
So you don't use that one here?
440 volts. No, I'm not going to wire that one up myself.
How often do you have to charge up your car?
I charge it like I would charge a cell phone. If I'm going to be parked for a couple hours, I plug it in.
So like every night when you get home, you just plug it in?
Oh, every night for sure. Every night, and probably around lunchtime I'll plug it in too. Just if you drive to work, for example, you'd want to plug in at work, and then you can go off to lunch and do your thing and come back in and go home, or not. You don't really have to. It has capacity of going about 70 or 80 miles. So for around Ketchikan, it's perfect.
Let's go for a ride. Yeah, let's go for a ride.
Okay. So let's make that magic sound again. So over here we have our energy usage. It tells us what our capacity is. Right now our driving range is 85 miles. So it's
So you're fully charged right now.
It's nearly fully charged, yeah. And the nice thing about an electric car, they have a recapture system with the brakes. So anytime you're just coasting, you're not expending energy to roll, but let's say you get it up to 35, 40 miles an hour, and then you're just going to coast, say, down a hill. It charges all the way down the hill. It'll charge into the battery. So the kinetic energy that you lose as you slow down coasting gets transferred back into the battery, recaptured as energy. The brakes also capture energy and put it back in the battery. It's not exactly a dial that reads your actual voltage. It's more of a, well, I call it the guess-a-meter.
And what led you to getting an electric car in the first place?
Well, I've always been interested in new technologies, and I'm tired of working for the Arabian Oil Company. I was paying $250 a month for gasoline, and my car payment for this car is less than that. And I estimate I spend about $1.50 to $2 a day to drive as much as I want, 50, 60, 70 miles, almost nothing. I tip my barista that when I get coffee in the morning. Can you hear the car okay? It's pretty quiet.
It's totally quiet. I mean, all I'm hearing is road noise. There's no engine sound at all.
And that's one of the nice things about it. I could demonstrate the stereo now, but it would end up on the radio.
Now, just to clarify, you're not, like, becoming a Leaf salesman for Ketchikan or anything, right?
Absolutely not. Okay. I have no intention to buy and sell Leafs. I'm not going to, I'm not trying to impress you here. I'm just going to show you that it does really fine on any hill in Ketchikan, including this incredibly steep, what is this, an 18% grade hill running up the bypass. We're going over 25 miles an hour and accelerating all the way up the hill. I'm very comfortable with this car. I'm not somebody who advocates that this is for everyone, but for Southeast Alaska, it makes a lot of sense. You're never really traveling more than 30 or 40 miles, going to town, go to the grocery store, run a couple errands, go home, plug it in, you're good to go. And this thing's got a range of about 70 or 80 miles.
So why do you think more people are not getting them?
They just don't know about them.